Monroe. You've got this disgusting bile all over my dress. Get in here, you stupid man thing!
What took you so long? I told you to be in my chambers with my wine upon my return. That's what you get for not following such simple instructions. I thought slashing out your left eye would have taught you your lesson. But what else should I expect from a stupid, brain-dead man-thing like you? Aha, my favourite. Maiden's blood. Oh, would you look at that? This is from the wine I made from one of your friends, isn't it? What was her name again? Oh yes, Ingrid. Yes, I'm remembering her now. No wonder this wine tastes so good. I think she was one of the few girls I didn't kill right away. Her blood was so delicious that I milked it from her for weeks. She was too pitifully weak to stay alive, though. Oh, she lasted longer than some of the other servants. Some of the women produced wine so poor, it couldn't even feed pigs. Some of the male servants couldn't even do a decent job of doing their household duties, let alone be worthy enough of being wines. What did you say? Oh, are you angry? Well, I don't give a fuck. You want to try and strike your mistress? Go ahead. I'll give you one free hit. I was already going to kill you to amuse myself later tonight, but I suppose I could enjoy slicing you to ribbons right here and now. You're taking off that filthy eye patch you made. Wait, where did you get another eye man thing? Why does it look like a... Gorgeous. Your eye is so gorgeous, man thing. Don't call you man thing. Very well, what should I call you then? Master, sir, sweetie, or my lord? Understood. I shall always call you by those or similar names. Master. Yes, Master. I will repeat everything you say. I love you more than anyone and anything in this world. I will nurture and care for you. I will satisfy all of your desires. I will obey all of your wishes without question. Obeying you makes me very horny. I am always horny for you. Always wanting to be mindlessly fucked by you. My lust can only be satisfied by your body and your approval. Yes, sir. When you snap your fingers, I will transform into the perfect slave for you. I will obey all of your instructions and consent to anything you want to say or do. My love and devotion to you will be my strongest emotions, more than how I feel about Mother Miranda, more than how I feel about my daughters. I will be overcome with guilt for the way I treated you and be completely devoted to atoning with my mind, my heart, my body, and my holds. Oh, Master, what happened? My head feels so fuzzy. It's like my mind is utterly filled with fog. I hurt you? I hurt you? Oh, my dear Master, I'm so sorry. Please take off your shirt. I need to assess your condition. Look. Look at these scars. You're bleeding from the back of your head, too. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm so sorry for doing this to you, sir. No, I was such a nasty, misandrist bitch to you. Oh, you're all dirty, scarred, malnourished because of me. You're even shivering. Why are you shivering? My daughters broke a window in the castle and forced you to board it up. In this weather? Oh, surely you have hypothermia from all of that cold wind striking you. And you couldn't warm yourself up because you had to bring me my wine. That's it. No more of this cruelty. From now on, I will treat you with the reverence you deserve. It starts with me getting you all clean. I'm going to run you a hot bath, scrub you down, and make sure you feel pampered and relaxed. You look so weary, Master. There's no need for you to walk when I am here. You can just relax into my arms. There we go, sir. I had this tub made to enjoy nice long baths. A regular tub couldn't fit my stature, so I went above and beyond and made this one fit the entire room. Come again? Oh, yes. Of course this castle should belong to you. Why would a servant like me ever need a castle? All I need is my dear master and whatever he decides to bless me with. From now on, everything and everyone in this castle is yours, master, to do with and enjoy as you wish. myself especially included. Now, let's get you out of these decrepit clothes and rinse you off. It's okay, Master. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I wouldn't dare touch a hair on your head if I thought it would bring you pain. See? All I wanted was to get rid of those horrible rags you were in. I have a shower head right over here, so we can rinse ourselves off before we get in the bath. We wouldn't want such a pleasant bath to be polluted with muck. Even with all the dirt and dried blood, you look positively ravishing, Master. I am most definitely serious. It doesn't matter how bad you look right now. You will always be sexy to me. Yes, Master. I'll take all of my clothes off and then join you in the shower and bath. I'm curious about something, Master. How did you get that new eye in your socket? Don't misunderstand. I'm incredibly happy that you have your full vision again and that you were able to put me in my place. But I would like to know who to thank for this. The Duke? Oh, of course. He's always procuring all manner of strange goods for sale. If anyone could obtain such a peculiar eye, it would be him. Oh. Do you like what you see, my lord? You haven't taken your eyes off me this entire time. I do love my white dresses. How they accentuate my figure. But they can only do so much when compared to my bare, naked body. Next, we'll just unclasp this bra. There it goes. Now my tits are nice and free. For your viewing and fondling pleasure. Finally, we can get rid of these stockings. And then these panties. I think I'll just bend over a bit, slide these panties off, and there we go. Oh, this ass has wanted freedom all day. I swear my ass is so big. It makes wearing panties so cumbersome. Oh, you really liked that, didn't you, Master? In that case, I'll do it some more. Now that I'm undressed in my full glory. Let's just take a quick shower to rinse off. There we go. Yes, let's just let the water flow down our body. There goes all the muck and grime and... I see your mind hasn't gotten off of my ass. Do you like it? Do you like your stupid cum slut's fat ass? Yes, play with it as much as you want. My ass belongs to you. Oh, you want to go in the bath now? But, Master, wouldn't you want to fondle me a bit longer? As you wish, Master. Now that we're done with the shower, it's bath time. Oh, this water feels so refreshing. Oh, it's good to have a nice, warm bath after a stressful day. Come here, my lord. I will scrub your body clean with this rag. You looked so dirty. Yes, yes, yes. You really needed a proper bath. Not that pathetic excuse of a washroom in the servants' quarters. I've heard that it breaks constantly or spills polluted water, but always ignored the complaints. That will be addressed and fixed by tomorrow, I promise. Now, let's get to your hair. I have such wondrous shampoos and conditioners for you. Your hair will look and feel absolutely splendid. Yes, yes, let me lather it up. Oh, you're finally relaxing, Master. Oh, does it feel good? Yeah. My long, sharp nails scrubbing your hair, lightly scratching your head. Let all of the tension and stress just flow out of you. Of course, there are other parts of you I can relieve tension from. I'm going to pour some water on you to wash off your hair. Close your eyes, my lord. All clean. you're looking more alive by the minute, Master. I didn't tell you this earlier, but I mixed some medicinal herbs into the bathwater. Not only are you getting a lavish, pampering bath, courtesy of yours truly, but all of your wounds and scars should start healing properly now. I sometimes do these medical baths for myself. They help to keep my skin incredibly smooth and well moisturized. Although unfortunately it doesn't stop me from getting all these wrinkles on my face. You think my wrinkles make me look like a MILF? Oh, thank you so much for your flattery, Master. I'm glad to know you think your sex slave is so attractive. I would love for you to fuck this MILF already. Speaking of which, you and I have been sitting this entire time. I haven't had a chance to clean your lower body yet. Could you please stand up so I can take care of that for you? Oh my God! My lord, by chance, did your trade with the Duke include some other enhancements? I see. What do I think? I think that is the biggest cock I have ever seen. That has to be at least a foot long, and you're not even fully erect yet. Oh, it's so pungent too. Oh, I can smell your musk from here. Right. Oh, back to business. Is it okay if I start cleaning your cock now, Master? Yes. My word, this may take some time. Oh, there's so much to clean. So much dirt. So much grime. And musk. I need to be as thorough as possible. I'll wrap this rag around your shaft and just rub up and down. Up and down. Slowly. Does that feel good, sir? Does your slave's hand feel good? Scrubbing and stroking you. I got you to twitch, Master. That's good. So good. Oh, wait. Are you getting... Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, you're getting so fucking hard. Holy fuck. Your cock is so much longer now. Oh, and it's so girthy. It's so big and pulsing and veiny. Oh, your cock looks so mighty, Master. So fitting. Oh, your balls are even bigger too, Master. Oh, they look so full and plump. Each of them big enough to fit in my hands. Let me just finish cleaning off these big, sweaty balls. Nothing is wrong, Master. It's just that, well, one of my enhancements is a highly acute sense of smell. Most of the time I use it to smell people's blood, to find the freshest and most delectable blood that's fresh and pumping to drink or make into my wines. Master, oh, I can smell so much delicious blood in this hard, pumping cock and these swollen balls. No, it's not just the blood that I'm smelling. Your sweat, your musk, your pre-cum that's flowing off of this thing is fucking with my brain. I'm trying so hard to compose myself for you, Master. To make sure I don't do anything that you don't want. But I can't lie to you or myself, sir. Holding your cock in my hand, stroking it clean, making it hard. It's making me so unfathomably horny. I want you to use me for what I am made for. As your personal fuck doll. I want you to shove this massive, powerful cock down my throat and flood my stomach with your cum. I want you to treat me like a cunt on legs and fuck all of my holes until you're satisfied. Ah, your cum, your blood, your love. I want to devour it all, Master. Oh, thank you, Master. Well, thank you so much. Your lips. Your lips are delicious. Oh, this is heaven. Master, why are you pulling away? I haven't finished my duty of pleasuring you yet. You want to have the rag to clean me? Okay, sir. So attentive. Cleaning my face first. I can feel your strong, warm hands through the rag, gently trailing down my neck and down to my chest. Oh, finally getting to the good part. My breasts have been desperate for your touch. Oh, yes, must. Give them a good squeeze. Grope them as hard as you'd like. Oh, these tits belong to you. To do as you please. Yes, sir, I shall stand. Be gentle with my stomach, master. I'm a bit ashamed to admit I'm ticklish there. Oh, master, that's not fair. Oh, you're not even cleaning me. Oh, my legs now. Aren't you skipping something? Something important? Well, yes, my legs are quite long and would take a while to clean. Oh, your touch, your fingers feel so good. Oh, you're going up and down my big, meaty thighs. If you could just trail a little bit higher, master. Or you could just go down to my calves. Those need to be cleaned too. Oh, your hands are finally heading back up. Oh, there it is. Yes, where I've wanted your fingers to be this entire time. Oh, yes, sir. Yes, my pussy is absolutely filthy. Why, I would say it needs an intense, hard, and deep cleaning. And I don't mean with the rag. Yes, must. Clean out your dirty girl. Oh, please clean out your dirty girl. Yes, master. Yes, I'm a filthy whore for you. Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, fuck. So fucking wet. Yes. Yes, right there, master. Right there, that's the spot. Oh, Marga. Keep going, master. Oh, God. 4 fingers. Oh, master, you're going to stretch me out with just your fingers. Oh, no, master. No, master. I don't want you to stop. Oh, please, don't stop. Oh, please, use all of your fingers. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. No, why, master? Why did you stop? Why did you stop? I was so Close. No, Master. No, you did not give me permission to come. I apologize, Master. It was presumptuous of me, thinking I could come without pleasuring you first. I'm such a stupid whore. I'm such a dumb bitch. How would you like me to please you this evening, Master? Of course I'll suck your cock, sir. I'll have to bend down a lot to do this. The scent is intoxicating. Oh, even after bathing you, it smells so musky. Oh, it's so big and girthy. Oh, it's even bigger than my face. I can't wait to wrap my mouth. Around your cock. Oh, you taste divine, Master. All that pressure and stress. I can almost taste it. Just melt away in the pleasure. Let your personal slut suck out all of your worries. And I will just slip my hand downwards and play with my soaking wet pussy. You want to fuck my face? Go ahead, Master. Fuck my mouth. Yes, keep fucking my throat, Master. What? Yes, you're making me so wet. Yes. Yes, can I come, Master? How can your slot come? Yes, Master, I will come together. For feeding me your delicious cum. Really, Master? Yes, Master. I'll turn around for you. Use my big, slutty gunt. Oh, you're so hard again. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Don't be gentle with me, sir. Oh, fuck. You're a whore. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. You're a bitch. Keep ramming yourself into my pussy. Yes. Yes, keep slamming into my ass. Yes, Master, pull my hair as hard as you want. Master, I'm so close. How can I come? How can your slut come? Yes, sir. I will always obey you. I'll obey. Incredible. Thank you so much, Master. Thank you for using me for your pleasure. Let's clean each other off and then go to bed. I'm sure you'd love to get a good night's sleep after all of that. There we go, Master. All tucked in. Let me just pull up the sheets and then wrap my arms around you. Cuddle with me, Master. You can just rest your head in my breasts. Treat them like your pillows. I'll gently stroke your hair. Master, before you go to sleep, may I ask you something? I know it isn't my place to ask you to do something, but I have one request. I know you want me to treat the other servants better, and I promise I will. But I don't want to serve them the same way I serve you. I want my naked body to only be seen and fucked by you. I want your cock to be the only cock that I ever suck or fuck. Is that okay? Thank you, sir. Thank you for letting me be your personal, private sex slave. I promise you, I'll make you so happy for the rest of your life. You can just drift off to sleep now, sir. When you wake up tomorrow, I'll have a nice breakfast ready for you. And we can cuddle fuck the entire day. Good night, my master.